Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to this very special edition of the Catholic Man Show, something that we've been trying to do for a long time, thought about it. COVID kind of ruined some of it.
Got canceled, and got uncanceled.
And now we're going to officially do it. It is the very first Catholic Man Show pilgrimage.
Woo!
To Ireland.
To Ireland.
With Father Sean Donovan.
Who's Irish.
Who has forgotten more things than we will ever know.
Yeah.
Who is a very holy priest.
Adam, you're Irish.
I'm Irish. We're actually going to be going to the county where my family is from.
I'm somewhere between 25 and a third Irish.
Can we just say 28.5?
Yeah, we can. We can go with that.
Let's just go 28.5%. Father Sean Donovan has been on the Catholic Man Show several times. He has been a part of one of the best Catholic Man Show episodes I think we've done in the... What is this? Almost six years that we've done the Catholic Man Show. If you haven't looked up the Winged Hussars on the CatholicManShow.com, go do that because
it'll blow your mind.
It'll blow your mind.
Let me tell you, it's like, what does croissants, coffee, Mary, and 9/11 all have in common? And if you don't know,
and the Winged Hussars,
right? But probably they don't know. But I'm just saying, you know about coffee, you know about croissants, you know about Mary, and you know about 9/11. Did you know that they're like all basically
intertwined?
They're like all basically the same. So anyway, go check out that episode. Mm-hmm. It will blow your mind.
I'm really excited to have Father Sean Donovan with us. He's a very holy priest, a man who loves the liturgy, loves our mm-hmm. Lord. It will be a great guy to go with and to guide us through Ireland because he's been there already before.
So Scorsese's making a movie.
With us in it.
No.
Oh.
No. But it's in Pawhuska where he is.
Correct.
And so he's been consulting as a priest for like, well, what would a priest have done? What would he been wearing is in the Latin Mass for this movie that they're making, Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm very excited about it coming out. And it was recorded here in Oklahoma. So that's just, he's been, you know, he's like an expert in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Also be pretty cool to be advising Scorsese on what to do in his movie.
Yes. So, and then we're also like, so Ireland is one of the places that does not require.
Should we raise a glass to?
I think we should.
What are we doing? We're going to Irish. So we have some Tullamore Dew here. We figured we'd raise a glass in honor of our motherland,
mm-hmm.
Ireland.
Cheers.
To your sanctification.
That is a sweet shot of the glass. Look at that. That looks really good.
Mm, it tastes good, too.
So, Ireland is one of the places that does not require a COVID vaccination status. They've
yep.
eased up basically all of their COVID vaccine or COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm. A lot of places are doing that, and so we're just excited. I'm excited to be able to travel again.
Mm-hmm.
I've wanted to go to Ireland as long as I can remember because I'm Irish, you know, like. And the Catholic history in Ireland is so rich.
Right. Yes. And so I'm really excited. When we were putting this together, Select International Tours is the one putting it together for us. They've yep. been a long sponsor of the Catholic Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it for like 30 some odd years. They know what they're doing. This is not their first rodeo. And they've put together a phenomenal package for us going through Ireland. So we thought we'd kind of go through what we're doing and what...
A 10-day trip. And this is not, we're not taking a trip that is, here is the standard tourism trip through Ireland.
Correct. In fact,
not that would even be bad. You know,
it'd be a lot of fun. Actually,
you can go to Rome and like do the standard tourist thing, and it's mind blowing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when you go to Rome, you always do these things because mm-hmm. those are the things you want to do. But we're getting some like special tours, doing right. some special things that are just not on the tourism track.
Right. In fact, the guys at the Select International Tours told us, they said, this has been one of a kind mm-hmm. pilgrimage that we've never put together before.
And it took them a long time to get it all organized.
Yes, because of some of the exciting things that we're going to be doing. So let's,
right.
so maybe let's go through a little bit day by day of what we're going to be doing. And so that way, maybe if you are interested in traveling with us, if you want to go on this pilgrimage, if you've been kind of itching to get out and travel again, we'd love to have you and raise a glass with you in Dublin or in Cork or in
Galway
and have a drink with you. So,
this is 2022, guys. This is for this year. We're not talking about
Correct. A
pilgrimage for next year. We're talking about for this year in September. We're going to be going September 15th, returning on September 24th. You don't even have to wait very long if you want to go. On September 15th, we'll be departing. We'll be flying into Dublin. It'll be an overnight trip. We'll have breakfast. We'll have dinner and breakfast served on the plane, which I'm honestly, this is weird. I'm looking forward to. Back in the old days, do you remember as a kid, there was almost always a meal served on planes?
It's not as exciting as what you remember.
I've had a meal on a plane before when I went to Rome, and it was okay, you know, it's not like a restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just kind of fun to eat on the plane. Sure. You know, they bring you, it's like, oh yeah, you know, we're all eating and I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure why I'm excited about that. I just am.
Fair enough. So we get there. Day two. Is there anything else on day one that you
know? Basically we're going to get there and we'll wake up, arrive, and have day two.
Yeah, and so day two, we're going to start off at Kilbeggan Distillery Company, which is, I thought it's a great way to start off the Catholic Man Show tour. And it's really interesting. This distillery has quite the history. So Father Theobald Matthew, which has been known as the Apostle of Temperance, which is a pretty cool thing. Have you ever heard of Father Theobald Matthew?
I have not.
I have not either. So he created this temperance movement back early or mid-1800s. And because there were a lot of people who were not being temperate with their drinking.
Yeah.
And in this process, over 4 million Irishmen stopped drinking completely, started abstaining from alcohol completely, which caused the liquor industries to like plummet. 50% of their sales just tanked.
Yeah.
And they actually almost went bankrupt. And so Kilbeggan's Distillery Company has been kind of going in and out of bankruptcy or in and out of like, they've been almost shut down. Their operations have been closed and then open and closed. But the town around it in the late 1900s decided to say, no, we're going to keep this thing going. And they all brought their own tools, brought their own like wood from home, and they put this thing back together and got it up and running again. So it has this like rich Irish history and like community aspect of the distillery. And then also it's pretty cool that Father Theobald Matthew, like the Apostle of Temperance, what a strong like
it's a
name.
Cool thing to be remembered for.
Right. Yeah, you know, has this history. So anyway, they have their staple whiskeys are the traditional Irish whiskey. They have a small batch rye, a single pot still Irish, and then a single grain. So I'm really excited to try those. All of our, or at least this one for sure, I don't know if all of them are. I need to double check. But this one for sure will be where we have a private tour. We get tastings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think almost all of them, but we'll also have the opportunity to bottle your own whiskey.
Yes,
at this one. So right off the bat, that's kind of cool. We're gonna have mass every day. I mean, I think that goes without saying. This is a pilgrimage. It's not just a whiskey tour,
which would be fun.
It would be fun, but we are actually going on pilgrimage. We're gonna be going to some incredibly holy sites. And so, like I said, we'll be having mass every day. Father Donovan will be our chaplain, and he'll be celebrating mass for us.
Some gorgeous places we're going to have mass
as
well.
Yes, I know. And some
the way
old
the way churches
places
are supposed to be made.
Right. But like, there's no wood in this place.
This is beautiful.
This, you cannot burn this church down. It's made of rock. Anything else on day two?
No, that, I mean, that, I mean, there's more, but I think we should just give highlights of each day, like a little.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, we'll be kind of moving on day two, moving to the middle of the country, to Athlone, Ireland. And then in the morning, we'll be making our way to Knock. So if you're familiar with Our Lady of Knock, there was an apparition here where Our Lady appeared with St. Joseph, one of the very few apparitions of St. Joseph, and St. John, the apostle. This is one of the apparitions where Our Lady was silent. She didn't say anything. St. Joseph didn't say, nobody said anything. But they were just, they appeared, and it's also one of the, kind of makes it unique, is that it was a public apparition. And that, what I mean by that is that it wasn't just one person or a few people who could see Our Lady. Everybody there could see her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was there present.
Man, that'd be, that's just epic. That's just...
Right. She was there, and while she was appearing, the weather just got terrible. It was like raining cats and dogs, except right where they were. It didn't rain on them. So anyway, we're going to be going to Knock. We're going to be celebrating Mass at the shrine of Our Lady of Knock. And then after that, we're going to be driving through some just gorgeous countryside. It's the area, what they call the Connemara area. And we'll be arriving in Galway that afternoon. We'll get settled. And Galway is... a famous town. It's in a lot of Irish folk music.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Galway Bay. And it's a city known for its pub life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just got some really classic Irish culture. So we'll be taken in the scene.
Yeah, so and
the pub scene.
And we stay the night there.
Yes.
And wake up, and we're going to be going to the Cliffs of Moher, which are beautiful iconic scenery. It's used in a lot of different movie shoots. Like, it's very Tolkien-esque almost. Like, uh-huh. It's just gorgeous. And then we're also, like you said, it is known for, like, the pub scene. And one of the big pubs, very well known, is called Dirty Nelly's. And we're going to be going there. And it's the stereotypical pub scene that you would imagine in Ireland where, you know, the guys in the corner playing, you know, Irish folk tunes. Everybody has a pint of beer, and it's just like a, if you go on their website and you just look around, you're just like, this is what you envision a Irish pub to be. And it's known for the mingling of local and tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, Nelly has her own blessing. So Dirty Nelly was a gal who, she created a whiskey. Like she came up with this whiskey, started making a lot of money. And then, like, got robbed, and all of her money was taken away.
Mm.
And then, oh, I'm sorry, maybe she got robbed first, and then she started making this whiskey. And so they have this, what they call the Nelly's blessing, and I printed it out. It says, "May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rain fall soft upon the fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of your hand."
Yeah, that's Nelly's blessing. I've heard that many times.
Right.
Just as an Irish blessing.
Right, it's Nelly's blessing.
How interesting.
Yeah.
And there's an Irish pub here in Tulsa called McNelly's, which mm-hmm. I suspect is probably named after her.
So anyway, very cool. I'm really excited about trying that out.
Okay. So then the next day, we will be leaving, and we will be making our way for Cork. For Cork, Ireland. Adam, this is like where your family comes from.
That's correct. There's a Minahan Chemist place there where it's kind of like a pharmaceutical, like CVS type of place. There's still a lot of Minahans over there.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Hopefully I get a chance to meet. So Haley and I are actually going to Ireland before we go to this. So I'm actually going to get a chance to kind of see some of this stuff.
Right, you're going to warm the place up for us.
Right, exactly. So hopefully I will be able to make some connections and let them know, hey, we'll be back here in a couple months. I'll be back with a couple
comb
of my buds.
Hair. Comb your hair. So get ready. Don't embarrass us. Don't embarrass me, Minahans.
Yeah.
So we'll be the next day we're going to Cork. We'll be celebrating Mass at St. Finn Barre's Cathedral. I think that's how you say it, Barre. Which is known to being as one of the most beautiful churches in Ireland. You can look up pictures of it. It is just incredibly stunning. And also, on date number 5, we will be visiting the Jameson Distillery in Middleton for a tasting tour. So we're going to have both an indoor and an outdoor guided tour. And we'll get a chance to see like how large of an operation it really is. You can imagine. The distillery we're going to is the real Jameson Distillery. So there's another one in Dublin, which is mostly for tourists, where they do just like a kind of like some token distilling, where it's like, oh yeah, you can come see how its distilling is done. But that's not really where they make any of the Jameson, right? It's all here in Cork. So it's exciting to. This is like one of the things that you're not going to get on another tour. You're not going to get to go. Most tourists aren't going to go to this one because Jameson has this other tourist location that's for the tourists.
Right.
But we have a special thing set up where we're really going to get an inside look, if you will, at how everything's going. We're going to get to see actual barrels being matured, how much space is dedicated to all of the operation. Then we're going to stop at the famous English Market, which is an area where it's not really pubs, but it's like this classic English market where, you know, it's like kind of an outdoor area where...
like a farmer's market here in Oklahoma.
Like a farmer's market. This is traditional Irish life, you know? Which
would be very cool to just see how they interact with one another and like just see what all they have.
And then finally...
opportunity to buy something for your wife or kiddos or something like that.
So then, still in day 5, we're going to get to go have a pint at the Franciscan Well, which is going to be cool. We're going to taste their unique Jameson aged sour. So I suspect that this is a beer that...
It's their beer, yeah.
I'm not sure what kind of distribution it has. You know, you probably need to be in the area or nearby at least to get it. And their Jameson pale ale. So, you know, Jameson... obviously known for their whiskey, but they have these beers that have won many, many awards, which I've never had or heard of until we were putting this all together. So I'm excited about that. It's created from a collaboration by the Franciscan Well Distillery.
Good old Franciscans.
And Jameson. So both products have won numerous awards for their outstanding taste and quality, and we'll be having a leisurely dinner the evening there in Cork, Ireland.
Okay, and then day 6 will be in Cobb? How did she say that?
I think Cobb.
Cobb or Cork. So the guys who listen who are in Ireland, we have some listeners.
It's
of the Catholic
COBH.
Show.
It's like
I'm not
Cobb,
sure.
Cobb.
They're probably laughing at us.
It's Cobb.
Cobb. So we're gonna be there, and we're gonna go to St. Coleman's Cathedral. It's a beautiful cathedral. In fact, if you just stop right now, pause that podcast. And Google St. Coleman's Cathedral. It is a beautiful spire cathedral. It's just like, again, all these cathedrals and churches that we're going to are the churches like, you know, the cruciform. They're gorgeous. They're the highest building in the city, you know, in the town. So what does that say about the town? You know, the most gorgeous building, the most profound or pronounced building in the city
it stands out the most
is the church.
It's the crown jewel of the town,
right? Yeah, which I just love. So we're gonna have Holy Mass there, and then we're gonna go to Clonkilty Distillery, and
Clonakilty.
And this is a distillery also very worth Googling. It is set on the southern coast of Ireland, and it is literally, you can see it is on the ocean. Like, it is just like a pitching wedge into the ocean.
Nice.
And it is just gorgeous. It's the family has owned it for 9 generations.
That's what I like about it. It's a family-owned operation.
Yeah, rich history of Irish roots. And we get a private visit. Like, we are shutting the place down for us.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Isn't that awesome?
That's freaking awesome. If you go... Again, go look it up because it is gorgeous. It is just one of those breathtaking distillery. Like it has almost like a lighthouse looking thing at the front.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes back into a distillery and it's on cliffs. Like it is located on cliffs basically where, it's just, I don't know. I can't really describe it very well. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. So then, we're going to stay there in Cork, again for the next, and then the next day.
I don't do it justice for sure.
Right. But we're going to go see it.
I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. So the next day, day 7, we are off to see the Blarney Castle, where you may acquire what they call the gift of gab by kissing the Blarney Stone. I mean, we can't go to Ireland and then not see the Blarney Stone. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
So that's going to be awesome. The Woolen Mills next door have some really awesome shopping if, you know, you need gifts and stuff. It's very traditional kind of things. Then we're going to drive to the Rock of Cashel, or Cashel. And this goes all the way back to the 12th century. It's the ruins of Ireland's most spectacular medieval romantic site. It's like this huge castle on top of a hill. And it's ruins, but it's not just like rocks on the ground. The castle's still there.
Hmm.
Okay, so it's absolutely breathtaking. You know, because it's up on this hill with the ocean in the background. And it's like the grass is... that green Irish grass. I mean, yeah, it's just like gorgeous. Amazing, right? Right. So this,
and by the way, this time period that we're going is like some of the best weather,
right,
in Ireland.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just get to go to some of these places and, you know, learn the history of that's gone on there, and, you know, why was this castle built? Who built it? It's just going to be awesome. And it, like I said, it goes back all the way to the 1100s. 1100s, yeah. Then we're going to go to the Holy Cross Abbey to celebrate Mass, which is a quaint, old abbey. It's not huge. It's just like, it's a really lovely place.
Mm-hmm.
Then our day is going to end in Kildare, where we're going to visit St. Brigid's Cathedral and the Round Tower and have time to explore the lovely little town of Kildare.
And from Kildare, we're going to go to, on day 8, Glendalough. How do you say that?
Yeah.
Glendalough?
Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate Mass at St. Joseph's Church. Again, another strong church, another strong name, St. Joseph. And Glendalough is very interesting because I had never heard of St. Kevin. Have you heard of St.
Kevin? I've heard of St. Kevin.
Okay, and the Blackbird poem and everything else. Have you heard this?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's most widely known poems is Nobel Peace Prize winner, Seamus Heaney is his name.
Okay.
And he came up with St. Kevin and the Blackbird, and it relates to a story of St. Kevin holding out his hand with trance-like stillness while a blackbird builds a nest, lays the eggs, and the eggs hatch.
Oh, yes.
With chicks.
I know why I know this, because my kids, we have like there's like a Saints podcast.
Yes.
For kids that mm-hmm. we listen to sometimes. And she tells this story about him for Lent going out. He goes out for Lent and he's going to like stay in this little hut mm-hmm. basically. And it's so small. He likes to pray with his hands out like in cruciform. Mm-hmm. And while he was praying, as the story goes.
Right. The legend has it. Right?
This bird built a nest in his hand and he stayed like that for the whole Lent.
Right. Yeah, he's known for his asceticism.
Yeah.
And so that's where he is from. And so we'll get a chance to kind of go over that. He's kind of like known almost like the St. Francis of Assisi of Ireland. Like,
okay.
But like a, you know, the real St. Francis of Assisi, yeah. Not like how they picture him, like the hippie St. Francis
right.
of Assisi.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be given a guided tour on that site. And then, like I said, we're going to go to Holy Mass. And then we're going to make our way back up to Dublin for a day of leisure. We're going to just hang out and enjoy some of the pub life, enjoy mm-hmm. some of the just the life of the yeah. Irishman.
So, like, when you go on a pilgrimage, there's a good balance. You want to try to achieve a balance of, hey, we have things scheduled, and hey, here's time for you to do something like that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, here in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to have that balance. I just know when I went to Rome, that was some of my favorite times. Oh, let's just go walk around the city. Let's go
right.
see what we find. You
well,
know?
And every day we'll basically be done by about 5 p.m.
Right.
which will be nice because then that way it gives us the evenings to go hang out together, grab beers together, you know, do whatever we want to do together.
Right. So then on day 9, we're there in Dublin. So the word Dublin, it means black pool, which is the heart of the historic Dublin. There's this black pool. Many of you people might know Dublin for its nickname. It's called the Fair City. So we're going to start the day off with Mass at the St. Mary Pro Cathedral, which is also very beautiful, followed by a panoramic bus tour of the area, so we're going to stop at a couple places. We're going to stop at Trinity College, which is actually established by Henry VIII. And even more boo, because the reason he established this Trinity College was to help the founding of the new faith. which we know is Protestantism, but it is still a part of the history of Ireland, right? So we're going to go see it. Because it's super, you know, at this point, it's pretty old, you know?
Right, yep.
And the
only reason why we boo is just because we want everybody to be Catholic.
We want everyone to have the truth, right? And we boo things that are not the fullness of the truth. Except we also applaud them in as much as they do uphold the truth.
The truth, right.
Right, because Protestantism upholds much of the truth.
Right.
And we applaud it for that. So, but the thing is, at the time, culturally, historically, Catholicism was actually outlawed in Ireland for over 300 years, which I didn't know that. I thought it was like Catholic, been Catholic, you know, so that is actually not the case. We're going to go see the famous Book of Kells, which is displayed there at the college. And then we're going to, of course, you can't go to Ireland without going to the Guinness Brewery. We are going to be going to the Guinness Brewery. So this is be like the Protestant tour there at the very end, you know, like going to Trinity College, going to see the Guinness Brewery. We're going to have, you know, obviously we're going to drink some Guinness. And then in the afternoon, we'll be going to the Teeling Whiskey Distillery. Teeling is
a delicious.
Oh man, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best Irish distilleries, I think. It's one of the first new distilleries to open in Dublin in over 125 years. So it's still over 125 years old,
but it's new.
It's the new. These are the new guys in town,
right?
Which is just like really funny. So we're gonna learn the difference between Irish and Scottish whiskey on this part of the tour. And we're going to get to enjoy a visit to their tasting room where we're going to get to try a lot of their different small batch, single grain, single malt whiskeys. And then at that night, we're going to have a festival farewell dinner with Irish music and dancing. And then we'll stay there.
I can't wait to bust a move.
Dude, I hope that's all you bust. Like... you're getting older, you know what
I'm
saying?
I will stretch ahead of time.
Okay. And make sure to warm up. It's not all in the stretching. You got to loosen up too. Yeah.
Some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good.
Yeah.
So then that'll be the end of day 9.
And then we'll head back. So everything that we're going to, so when we go to these distilleries and stuff, all of that will be taken care of. It's included in the price. So that's why when we're going through some of this stuff, the price includes that, so that way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and like I said, a lot of these tours, these distillery tours we're doing, they're not on the tourist.
They're not on the circuit.
So we're
the
getting,
tourist circuit,
like,
if you will.
It's very private and uncommon, and so the people at Select, they had to work with them and like, hey, you should really do this for our group. It'll be great. And so.
They're not used to doing. They're not used to having.
This is not like a high volume sort of thing,
right?
You know, there's not like
it's not a rinse and repeat kind of thing,
right? So that all those costs are built in, which is I'm just super excited about it. It's going to be really awesome.
Okay, so let's recap the dates. The dates are
September 15th through the 24th.
Okay, and then the cost is going to be.
Well, so if you are paying in full, it is.
We do appreciate paying in full.
And there's also a discount if you have two people. So if there's two of you going, is it $800? No. I'm sorry. Well, okay, so if you want, if you're going to get your own airfare, it's a different price. This will all be available on our website. So
correct.
Go and check it out, and you can see all this. But it's $4,695.
Right. And that includes airfare from Newark.
That includes everything. Yeah, so that...
Well, airfare from Newark.
From Newark, right? So you need to get to Newark. So that includes airfare, includes all the stuff while we're there, includes hotel, includes most of the dinners.
Mm-hmm. Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. There are
we did have a couple nights that, you know, because we wanted to leave it open so that way you can go do whatever you want to do.
That's the balance of like, oh, well, you know, you can go pick where you want to eat tonight, you know. So.
Right. But everything, every time that we go, we come together for dinner and things like that, it's all taken care of.
Right.
We have our own tour guide that's going to be taking us around as well. So that'll be all taken care of. We do have insurance available as well if you want, like, any time or any reason insurance to cancel if you need to. You can purchase that so you don't have to worry about losing any type of money or anything like that.
And this is all going to be on the website.
Correct. So if you go to thecatholicmanshow.com, you will see all of this information. It'll be easy to find.
And there's one other thing. This is March. Mm-hmm. Here in a week from today, we have the Feast of St. Patrick, who actually wasn't Irish.
No, but he converted almost everybody.
Yeah.
In Ireland.
He like totally dominated. He like dominated the country.
Yeah, he made it happen.
So in honor of St. Patrick, we have a special.
That Select International Tour said that they would cover for us.
Yeah, so the first 8 people to register during the month of March are going to get a private dinner with Adam, myself, and Father Donovan on one of the evenings. So this will be like just some...
And dinner and drinks will be included.
Right, yeah. So it'll be really great. It'll be a great time where we can just spend some one-on-one time. Also... this is not going to be a large pilgrimage.
Correct.
So we're not going to take 60 people.
We're not interested. Like, we couldn't do it. Because of some of the boutique type of places that we're going to go, like the distilleries and things like that, right. they can't handle that big of a crowd. And so we cannot take, you know, a 60 people, 50 people, even 40 people. We can't take that many people. So right. This is, and we don't want it to be. You know, the Catholic Man Show is all about, you know, friendship. We're about gathering together. We're about, you know, building up the Catholic culture. That's very hard to do when there's 60 people.
Yeah. So we are capping this at 30 people. Mm-hmm. We will not accept more than that. So, honestly, I expect that will go pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So anyway, pray about it.
And this is not a men's only.
It's not for men only. Yeah, that's a good. I'm glad you mentioned that because I've had a couple people ask me that already. Mm-hmm. No, it's for anybody who wants to come.
Mm-hmm. So you and your wife are more than welcome to come.
Yeah, you need to be at least 18. Mm-hmm. But we hope that you will come. Pray about it, and
we hope to be able
do what the Lord tells you. Do whatever He tells you.
And we hope to be able to pray with you and have a drink with you in Ireland.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Cheers.